Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 2429, with the release date of Friday, May 17th, 2024, to follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST. The sun erupts in the biggest solar storm in two decades. In India, hams in the Northeast stage their first disaster drill. And a broadcast documentary looks at military illusionists, including Morse code mimics. All this and more as Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 2429 comes your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's first independent on-the-air news and bulletin service. Now reporting from Charleston, West Virginia, here's Jim Dameron, NATMW.
We begin this week's newscast with a look at the monumental solar flares that struck us here on Earth, a storm with a magnitude not seen in more than 20 years. Details from Randy Sly, W4XJ.
The sun erupted in a series of powerful geomagnetic storms that began on Friday the 10th of May and continued into the following week, generating spectacular auroras seen around the world and all but shutting down HF radio communications. Satellite systems, including the massive Starlink constellation, reported degrading operating conditions, and space scientists told satellite operators that their orbits could be unexpectedly altered. At the outset of the storm, the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration expressed concern over the impact the magnetic disturbances would have on power grids and navigation systems. This was the first solar burst of its kind in more than two decades, emerging as the first G5-level solar storm since 2003. Curtains of light could be seen shimmering from the Aurora Borealis to the north and the Aurora Australis to the south as the Earth's magnetic field became charged with overwhelming infusions of the sun's energy. While the visuals were dazzling, HF propagation was anything but, and it challenged amateur radio operators who, in spite of it all, managed to still get on the air, with some finding the 6-meter band more hospitable. National Public Radio quoted scientists as saying that the storm's radiation could disrupt some low-altitude satellites' orbit by adding to atmospheric drag and cause direct damage to satellites at higher altitudes. NOAA space scientist Rob Steinberg told NPR that the International Space Station's position inside the magnetosphere could keep it largely protected. The storm also had a personal impact on Tabitha Scove, W6SWW, the space weather woman, to whom many hams turn regularly for solar predictions. On Sunday, May 12th, en route to co-directing a space weather school in Italy, she witnessed the aurora as a steady view outside her airplane window. She posted on social media, "It's my first time seeing it with my own eyes. Words do not do justice." This is Randy Sly, W4XJ.
Hams in one state in northeast India took a big step recently by staging their first disaster drill. Jason Daniels, VK2LAW, has those details.
Amateur radio operators in the northeastern Indian state of Nagaland participated in an unprecedented and comprehensive mock disaster exercise in cooperation with state authorities. The May 9th drill was designed to sharpen disaster management skills and create greater resiliency in the state, especially in regions where conventional communications, such as cell service, can be disrupted by disaster. The exercise was the result of a collaboration between the Nagaland State Disaster Management Authority and open source classes for Amateur Radio India, also known as OSCAR India. OSCAR India is a program of the All India School of Management and Information Technology. OSCAR India had worked in late April with the Nagaland disaster management officials to prepare as many candidates as possible to sit the ham radio exam being offered by the Ministry of Telecommunications later this year. Johnny Ruangmei, the State Disaster Authority's Joint Chief Executive Officer, told the media that Nagaland can now count itself as one of the first states in India to formalise a robust system of disaster communications. This is Jason Daniels, VK2LAW.
A special event station held each year in May in Northern Ireland is paying tribute to two people this year, the famed pilot Amelia Earhart and a local radio amateur who recently became a silent key. More from Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
The activation of special event station GB0AEL this month is linked to two dates that are significant for the Northwest Amateur Radio Group in Northern Ireland. The first is the 21st of May 1932, the day that aviator Amelia Earhart began her transatlantic flight, one that would end hours later in Ballyarnet Village, Northern Ireland. The club marks the occasion every year with the activation, with AEL standing for Amelia Earhart Legacy. The club states on its page on QRZ.com that it will be operating from the field where the pilot made her historic landing and will make an extra effort to operate this year on frequencies that are open to general class operators in the United States. For other information and QSL details, see QRZ.com. The other meaningful date is a personal one for the club. It is the 7th of May 2024, the date a beloved friend and club member, Gerald Radcliffe, GI7VZW, became a silent key. The special event is dedicated to him. The club writes on its QRZ.com page, quote, "Good DX Gerard from your clubmates and friends at MN0NWG. End of quote. This is Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
In the United States, the Eastern Pacific hurricane season officially began on Wednesday, May 15th, and the Atlantic hurricane season begins June 1st. It's time for radio operators to prepare, as we hear from Randy Sly, W4XJ.
The National Weather Service designated May 5th through the 11th as Hurricane Preparedness Week in the United States, reminding vulnerable areas of the country that tropical cyclones are among nature's most powerful and destructive phenomena. Just one storm can permanently change a community. During the week, daily public information statements, along with educational and preparedness information, were posted on websites as well as social media. Bobby Graves, KB5HAV, net manager for the Hurricane WatchNet, told AR Newsline that they used Zoom for meet-and-greet times where all members, new and veteran, were able to get to know one another better. The group also discussed the various challenges they might face during activations. One of the more recent concerns they talked about was, you guessed it, solar storms and communications blackouts. The number of hurricanes predicted this year is far above average. This is Randy Sly, W4XJ.
The deadline is fast approaching for you to submit the names of candidates to fill seats on AMSAT's Board of Directors, as we hear from Neil Rapp, WB9VPG.
Amateur satellite enthusiasts who belong to AMSAT will have until the 15th of June to submit their nominees to fill the three seats of incumbents on the AMSAT Board of Directors. The two-year terms are expiring this year for Mark Hammond, N8MH, Bruce Page, KK5DO, and Paul Stetzer, N8HM. The election will be held in the third quarter of this year. Written nominations must contain the name and call sign of the nominee, as well as their contact information. As nominator, you must include your own name and call sign, as well as your contact information. The written nominations can be sent by email or postal mail to the AMSAT Secretary, Jeff Davis, KE9V, at Post Office Box 11, Yorktown, Indiana, 47396. Nominations are also being accepted electronically via email. Send to jdavis@amsat.org. As many as two alternate directors may also be elected. Alternate directors serve one-year terms. This is Neil Rapp, WB9 VPG.
Time for you to identify your station. We're the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world. Phil, VK6GX, broadcast newsline in Western Australia on 1848 kilohertz from Gidgegan up on Sunday mornings at 0700 and 0800 local time during winter and 0600 and 0700 local time summer. Chris, VK6JI, broadcast Newsline Sunday mornings on 3620 kilohertz at 0700 local time and on 7088 kilohertz at 0900 local time. There are also broadcasts at 0900 local time on 14130 kilohertz and 3582 kilohertz. Ham radio operators who are driving in Pennsylvania are to be exempted, after all, from a new distracted driving law following outcry from amateurs that a previous version of the proposed law lacked protection for them. An exemption for hams had been stripped out of the language during the legislative process, but according to news reports, it was recently restored. Following the bill's passage by the state's House of Representatives, it was expected to be sent to the governor, who is to sign it into law. Visitors to the National Voice of America Museum of Broadcasting may want to take note of a recently installed memorial plaque that honors a local silent key. It's a gesture of gratitude from the Westchester Amateur Radio Association, WC8VOA. More on this story from Jack Parker, W8ISH.
Cincinnati area dentist Roger Higley, W8CRK, was devoted to amateur radio, and his extensive collection of vintage and current equipment was testimony to that great love. Roger became a silent key in March of 2021 at age 82 due to COVID-19, leaving behind his vast collection. Members of the Westchester Amateur Radio Association were able to help his daughters with the sale of the contents of their father's shack. The club installed some of the remaining equipment along with his 60-foot aluminum tilt tower at its headquarters at the museum. Proceeds from the sale of some of the equipment were then used to add a new Mosley antenna and rotor. The club president, Mark, KE8CIE, said the tower, which is behind the VOA building, has a plaque honoring Roger and the generosity of his family. Meanwhile, his family is paying tribute in a way that would no doubt make Roger proud. According to Mark, two of Roger's three daughters are now licensed hams, and one of them has obtained his old call sign. This is Jack Parker, W8ISH.
We're getting closer to the deadline time for this year's Bill Pasternak Memorial Young Ham of the Year Award. Let Newsline know of any promising young amateurs who are deserving of this honor. Candidates must live in the continental United States, be 18 years of age or younger. Tell our judges about your nominee's talent, promise, and commitment to the spirit of ham radio. This is your chance to help honor and acknowledge that person who will no doubt go on to teach and inspire others. Find the nomination form on our website, arnewsline.org, under the Awards tab. Nominations close May 31st. The recipients of this year's Amateur Radio Software Award have been announced, and we learn who they are from Cell MB, KB3TZD.
The 5th Annual Amateur Radio Software Award has been awarded to the hams behind two innovative open-source software projects, OpenWebRx and OpenWebRx Plus. The projects and their developers are being honored with the International Award for providing innovative, free, and open software that enhances amateur radio. The leader of the OpenWebRx project is Jacob Ketterell, DD5JFK. OpenWebRx can be operated from any web browser on a computer with network access and has no need for additional client software. The SDR receiver was designed with a simple interface to make it easy for inexperienced people to experience HF reception. The leader of the OpenWebRx Plus project is Murat Fazulin, KC1TXE. OpenWebRx Plus is Linux software that contains various decoders to be used with OpenWebRx, providing access to SSTV, AIS, CW, and RDI. It is considered a fork of the OpenWebRx project, which means it uses the source code of the original project to expand upon it. This is CellMB, KB3, TZD.
In the world of DX, listen for Chris, WA7RAR, using the call sign 8P9CB from Barbados, IOTA number NA021, until the 26th of May. He's operating portable and activating podocytes. Listen for him on 20 through 10 meters using CW and SSB. See QRZ.com for QSL details. Rolf, DO4RKR, will be active as 8Q7KR from the Maldives, IOTA number AS013, from the 19th through the 31st of May. He'll be operating SSB on 10 meters only, running 30 watts. See QRZ.com for QSL details. Listen for team TM80DD from the 1st through the 16th of June using CW, SSB, and the digital modes on all bands. The operators are marking the 80th anniversary of the D-Day landings in Normandy. See QRZ.com for QSL details. The call sign 9M4VM will be used by a group of hams operating from Pulau Besar, West Malaysia, IOTA number AS097, from the 31st of May through the 2nd of June. Listen on 40, 20, 15, and 10 meters, where they will be using CW and SSB. QSL directly to 9M2HUS. Our final story this week is no illusion, but the story itself deals with some of the greatest masters of illusion in the U.S. military during wartime. We hear more from Ralph Squillaci, KK6-ITB.
The 23rd Headquarters Special Troops, members of the Ghost Army, were the magicians of the military whose efforts went well beyond the inflatable cannons, tanks, and trucks, or other tools of trickery, contained in arsenal to confound the enemy. The top secret unit's 82 officers and 1,023 soldiers were experts who used visual, sonic, and radio trickery to render realism to fictional military maneuvers. Like the impersonators of the entertainment world who can recreate the voice and personal style of some celebrities, some of the troops learned to do the same with CW. The unit's signal company special adopted the rhythm and signature touch of certain enemy soldiers' fists, modifying their radio's sounds as well, and then transmitting on enemy frequencies with their bogus messages. In that guise, they sent scripted reports and created fake traffic nets designed to be intercepted by German intelligence and send their military off course. Ham radio, of course, hopes to keep things real. Our nets as well as our QSOs. This documentary is an eloquent reminder, however, of how radio can help change the course of history, whether in war or peace. This is Ralph Squillaci, KK6-ITB.
Don't forget the Amateur Radio Newsline Haiku Challenge. If you're not too busy tuning your antennas or chasing the latest de-expedition, pick up a pencil and share your experience by sending an original haiku to us here at Newsline. Use the entry form on our website, arnewsline.org, and please follow the rules for writing your three-line haiku. Sorry, we can't accept any entries that aren't written in traditional haiku form. Share with fellow listeners the poetry that is inspired by your ham radio experience. With thanks to the Akashvani News, Amateur Radio Weekly, AMSAT, Associated Press, CNN, CQ Magazine, David Bihar, K7DB, DX World, Facebook, GhostArmy.com, 425 DX News, Nagaland Post, NPR.org, PBS, QRZ.com, ShortwaveRadio.de, Space Weather Woman, YouTube, and you, our listeners, that's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline. We remind listeners that Amateur Radio Newsline is an all-volunteer nonprofit organization that incurs expenses for its continued operation. If you wish to support us, please visit our website at arnewsline.org and know that we appreciate you all. We also remind listeners that if you like our newscast, please leave us a 5-star rating wherever you subscribe to us. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT, at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Jim Dameron, NATMW in Charleston, West Virginia, saying 73, and as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2024, all rights reserved.